Unemployment down. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As a new report shows, the U.S. jobs market remains strong, adding 263,000 jobs this past month.
President Biden touting the new jobs report numbers, which beat expectations, unemployment remaining low at 3.7%.
The economic report, the GDP is up even more than it was previously thought. We continue to create jobs, lots of jobs.
Not everyone is celebrating, however. According to that same jobs report, more Americans are leaving the workforce as participation rate dropped again for the third straight month. The retail sector lost 30,000 jobs. That's the fifth month this year that's happened. And with Christmas around the corner, very concerning. The top three sectors seeing growth are leisure and hospitality, education and health, and the U.S. government.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Meanwhile, Twitter CEO Elon Musk releasing new findings that revealed Twitter heavily censored conservatives and certain news articles.
Despite indignant denials by Democratic officials, it is now apparent, based on what we've learned from Elon Musk, that Democratic officials were in fact censoring conservatives in the run-up to the 2020 election, and not just conservatives, but also the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Fox's Kevin Cork. And the European Union reached a deal Friday to cap Russian oil at $60 a barrel. But now there's a renewed call to place even more economic pressure on Russia.
The office of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky now calling for a lower price cap on Russian oil than the one already agreed to by Ukraine's Western supporters. Zelensky's office chief writing Saturday on social media, the $60 per barrel ceiling set by the European Union, Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, and the U.S. didn't go far enough and needed to be cut in half to, quote, destroy the enemy's economy faster. That $60 per barrel cap is set to take effect on Monday, along with an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea.
Fox's Paul Stevens. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterback Deshaun Watson returns to the NFL after facing sexual assault allegations.
For the first time since he signed a $230 million contract following a trade from Houston to Cleveland in March, quarterback Deshaun Watson will play his first game for the Browns Sunday. He missed his team's first 11 games this season, suspended by the NFL, found by league definition to have committed sexual assault. While Watson was not criminally charged, two grand juries in Texas voted not to indict. The 27-year-old settled civil suits with 23 women, who were among 25 represented by attorney Tony Busby in claims of sexual misconduct and sexual assault. Busby told The Athletic he and around 10 of the accusers will attend Sunday's game at NRG Stadium in Houston.
Fox's Jared Max. And Dolly Parton makes a jump to another genre.
If I'm going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm going to have to earn it.
Dolly Parton is really proud of her latest project. The country icon shared that her upcoming rock album may be her best yet. And she's crediting her husband of 56 years, Carl Dean, for inspiring her. She performed one of the songs at her rock and roll induction ceremony, which airs on HBO Max. The fact that she was nominated to be in the Rock Hall was the other part of the inspiration. Parton says the album will arrive next year.
Fox's Michelle Polino. And a treasured piece of music is heading home.
A musical manuscript handwritten by the great Ludwig von Beethoven. The fourth movement of the string quartet in B-flat major, Opus 130, has spent the last 80 years inside the Moravian Museum in the Czech city of Brno. It was stolen from the wealthy family who owned it by the invading Nazis during the Second World War. The museum's curator says the composition is one of the most precious items in our collection and that it will be going on display one more time before they give it back to its rightful owners.
Fox is Karen McHugh, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.